encouraged, let's listen. Like someone who lives in a war-ravaged environment, if someone is living in a place where there is war, when bullets stop, I have seen it before. I've been in Kaduna many times when there are wars. You see, when you stop hearing bullets, everybody will keep quiet. That listening is not an ordinary listening. That is God. So we listen with fear. He said, Rahimahullah, wa huwa huna istima'u hazan wa ishfaq. It is a listening of caution, concern, wa khashiyatil faj'ati wal baghta, and a fear that comes in the mind. That you are not just listening, you are afraid. What are you afraid of? Al-Baghta, you are afraid of something just happening suddenly or abruptly. You are afraid. So everybody listen. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the creatures of Allah do like this on Friday because they are expecting the day of Qiyam. When is that expectation? He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, min shi'ni tusbihu hatta tatlu ash-sham. Min hini tusbihu. Where is that brother? I saw him outside. He's making his nafila. I think that he has to be. This question is his question. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, min hini tusbihu. From the time that morning breaks, when the animal, the daba, wakes up in the morning, at the time of Fajr, he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hatta tatlu' ash-shams, until sunrise. So when is it the time that they make isaha? Min hini tusbihu hatta tatlu' ash-shams. From dawn to sunrise. From the time of Fajr to sunrise. When the sun rises, they say, oh, the day has gone. So when is the period of that day we are talking about? From the time of Fajr to the time of Duha, from dawn, the time of Fajr, to when? To Lubu Shams, the time that the sun begins to rise. He says they do this, alayhi salatu wasalam, shafaqan min as-sa'a. When they do this, because they are afraid that the day, the last hour may be established. Illa al-jinna wal-ins. For us, that's the time for business. But that's for the rest of the creatures. We are waking up at the market. And it is a good time to do so too on other days. Because Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported from the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam that he prayed that Allahumma barik li ummati fi bukuriha. Allahumma barik li ummati fi bukuriha. Oh Allah, bless my ummah fi bukuriha. In what they do, la rabu. Bless it for them. So ulama place it among issues of al-barakah. If you want Allah to bless what you are doing, isa arab majuma. Layan subah. The morning. Waqtul bukur. Because there's a dua waiting for you. Prophet had made that. On the day of Jummah, all the rest of the creatures, they are afraid. Shafaqam min as-sa'a. Because they are scared, they are concerned that the last hour may be established. Illa al-jinna wal-ins. Awata them, they are the jinns, those who are not scared, who care less. They are the jinns. And who? When is that time? Min jinn tusbihu. Hatta tatlu ash-shams min hini tusbihu hatta tatlu ash-shams, from the time of sabah, from the time of dawn, hatta tatlu ash-shams, till the sun will rise. That is the time when everybody is scared, both animals. So from sunrise you can greet somebody, Ekwe Ujuma, But the issue is there a tahani'ah? Because a tahani'ah to ibadah. Is there a congratulation for that? It's just a nikama kireni. That's greeting. A tahani'ah to congratulating yourself in Islam, is worship. So in whatever the deen has not told us to worship with tahni'ah, we should not do it. That's why you always find ulama give fatwa. Many of our brothers, in the morning of Friday, they are sending us a Jumma Mubarak, Jumma Mubarak. Nobody sends you that. It's an innovation. That's tahni'ah you are giving. Ma anzalallahu biha. If it were necessary, the one who told us that other animals are dead, should he not have told us that? So you people should be congratulating yourself. Or you should be saying one as a cow. Because some people can go now and say, oh, now me, I want to sit down to be remembering that time. The only thing that is established within that time is Salatul Duha. And that will be after sunrise. So the time of Duha. And Salatul Duha is not restricted to Yawmul Jumu'ah. So you don't have anything to hide on that. So that's between Fajr and Tulu al-Shams on the day of Jummah. There is no special ibadah in it. So no special ibadah. Except that he told us, Salatul Fajr, after the Salat in Allah, Salatul Fajr yawm al-Jummah. Allah likes that Salah. It's the best Salah with Allah. Salatul Fajr on the day of Jummah. Then you make your azkar. Everything you do on the other days are the same things you do on this day. But the additional knowledge we have is that that time, within that time, until Tulu al-Shams, if this world will be ended on that day, it will be on that day. To be on the Jumu'ah, before Tulu al-Shams, after As-Subh. After As-Subh, before Tulu al-Shams. May Allah not make us be here. Because he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, la taqumu sa'a illa ala sharari nas. The last hour will not be established except upon who? The worst of human beings. I want to guru jume that Allah will pay him alara. So may Allah not make us be there. But you know, inna rabbaka fa'alni ma yurid. All these things we are waiting for can happen within a few short periods. The jazz can come, everybody, everything can happen. So all these other animals, they are waiting. Ulama discussed these issues a lot. Sheikh Atiyah Muhammad Salim, in his completion of Adwal Bayan, he said this is evidence that animals know every day. They know Jum'ah. They know the time of Subh. They know the time of Tulu al-Fajr. They know the time of Guru al-Shams, Tulu al-Shams, they know all this. See, Allah makes them to know. He says, so they know every day. Ulama say that we have proof that they know this hour on Jummah does not mean they know it on every day. For he is saying that the fact that they know Jummah is evidence that they know other days. See how ulama proof. The fact that they know Jummah means they know other days. Others say no. The fact that Jummah was told us they know, it means the Jummah they know. Because the basic thing is that they don't know anything. We don't know what they know except what Allah tells us that they know. So he said they know Jummah, we know that they know Jummah. But for other days, we don't know. Allah Kulin, the fact remains that they know the day of Jummah. They know that hour on the day of Jummah. The period between As-Subh and what? Tulu al-Shams. This is the period when the last hour will be established. May Allah protect all of us. Al-Imam al-Zirqani, or Zarqani, rahimahullah, one of those who made sharh of Muwatta Imam Malik, he said regarding this hadith, إِذَا طَلَعَتْ, when the sun appears, when the sun rises, the fala'at arafat الجواب أنه ليس ذلك اليوم. إذا طلعت عرفت الدواب أنه ليس ذلك اليوم. When the sun rises, الدواب الدابة الدبوري every moving thing on the earth, they will now know that ليس ذلك اليوم. ليس قيام الساعة ذلك اليوم. That the dark hour will not be established on that day. رحمه الله. He says, ففيه أن قيامها. That hadith makes us understand that the establishment of the last day, بين الصبح وطلوع الشمس, it will happen between the time of صبح and طلوع الشمس. Allah protect all of us. That's of course in the shelf of that hadith. I think that surprises regarding that issue. The second thing we like to discuss is Fadlu Yawm al-Jumu'ah. The virtue, Fadlu Salat al-Jumu'ah. The virtue of observing Salat al-Jumu'ah. We have known the big things that Allah has put inside the Jumu'ah. If you don't forget, apart from the issues connected to Nabi Adam alayhi salam, we mentioned Salat al-Fajr on the day of Jumu'ah. We mentioned al-Iqtharu fi salat, fi salati wa salami ala nabi, making a lot of salat on salam al nabi on the day of Jumu'ah. We also mentioned an hour, a period that Allah has placed on the day of Jumu'ah. When we say anything to Allah, asking Him, He will give us. We will discuss that inshallah, but it will be extensive in this week on it. Because the statements of ulama are very dominant. We'll come back to it. So what is now one of the virtues of Yawm al-Jumu'ah is Salat al-Jumu'ah. One of the big things on Yawm al-Jumu'ah is what? Salat al-Jumu'ah. So what is the virtue of Salat al-Jumu'ah? So as we go through this virtue, we will mention seven things because they are connected to that virtue. Abu Ayyub al-Ansari radiallahu anhu said that the Prophet said alayhi salatu wa salam, man ightafala yawm al-jum'ah wa massa min thibin in kana indahu wa labisa min ahsan thiyabihi thumma kharaja hatta ya'ti al-masjid faraka'a ma bada lahu wa lam yu'zi ahadan thumma ansata hatta yusalliya كان كفارة لما بينها وبين الجمعة الأخرى. أبو أيوب الأنصاري رضي الله عنه reported from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم that من اغتسل يوم الجمعة من اغتسل يوم الجمعة whoever observes غسل on the day of Jumu'ah. That is the ritual bath in Islam. We know how the ritual bath is observed, go. We know how the ritual bath is observed, go. The ritual bath, the first thing about it is for you to intend that you want to observe the ritual bath. Aniyyah. And the second rukun is istihab al-ma, ensuring that water gets to all parts of your body. If you do this, it's the first time. Have niyyah for ghusl yawm al-jum'ah, and then you pour water on all parts of your body. It suffices. But the reward is less. If you want the full reward, you will make wudu first, after your intention for ghusl. Owa daniya. Ah. Owa shalwala. You now make wudu. After you intend to make ghusl, you will now make wudu. When you start your wudu, start with Bismillah. Mention the name of Allah at the beginning of your wudu. It is compulsory. We discussed that when we discussed wudu. So we say Bismillah. We now make wudu as we make wudu. And as we link the legs, if you like, there's hadith of Aisha You can, you can also wash the leg if you like. There's a hadith of Maimuna, Sunan Abi Dawud. So when you make wudu at the beginning of ghusl, if you like, you can wash that feet at the beginning. If you like, you can leave it to the end of everything before you wash your legs. I'm just reminding us on how to make wudu. So you make wudu like this. Then you start with your head. You soak your head with water. You start running it down from the right side to the left side. Then from the right hand, your shoulder, to the left side. And then from your right side of your waist to the left side. From your right leg to the left leg. If you have not washed your feet at the beginning when you made wudu, you can now wash the feet. I hope that is clear. When you do this, you have made wudu. This wudu, we'll come back to it, inshallah. But I'm just trying to explain the hadith of Abu Ayyub al-Ansar. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man iktasala yawm al-jum'ah, whoever makes ghusl as we have described it. If it is ghusl janaba, you start with washing the part that is stained. If it is ghusl hayd, you start with washing the part that is also stained. So we start with those two parts. So we should say janaba la fairway. More so regarding this hadith on the day of Juma. Although we'll come back to it later. Let's explain this hadith first. Inshallah. Says man iktasala yawm al-Juma, whoever makes ghusl on the day of Juma, wa massa min tibin in kana indahu, massa min tibin, and he wears some perfume, in kana indahu, if he has perfume, in kana indahu, he should wear the perfume. We'll come back to it. Man iktasala yawm al-Juma, whoever makes ghusl on the day of Juma, wa massa min tibin in kana indahu, and then he wears some perfumes, if he has. Wa labisa min ahasan thiyab, and then he wears min ahasan thiyab. This min can be the tabi'in, one of his best clothes. It can be the tabi'in. Ba'atu ahasan thiyab, one of his best clothes. And it can be lil bayan, yani wa labisa ahsana thiyaba aw ahsana thiyaba, he wears the best clothes. Gaga, it can mean any of the two. It can mean he is wearing one of the best clothes, and it can mean he is wearing the best clothes, any of them, and both of them is allowed in this case. It can be the best clothes that you have. We are coming back to it. We are coming back to it. Whether you are civil servant, you will hear what the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because this day is a very important day of the Jum'ah. This salah is very important salah. So he says, man iktasala yawm al-jum'ah wa massa min tibin in kana indahu wa labisa min ahsan thiyabi. After wearing his fine clothes, his nice clothes, thumma kharaja hatta, after that he comes out, he leaves home, hatta ya'ti al-masjid, until he gets to the masjid. Fa raka'a ma bada lahu, raka'a ma bada lahu. He makes nawafil as much as he's able to do so, as much as he considers appropriate. We are coming back to this. You still hold this one for. Don't forget, I said this point, we have seven things inside the scope. We'll be discussing these points one by one, inshallah. So he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, faraka amma bada lahu, Walam yu'zi ahada. He's in all of this. Till he got to the masjid, he's making nawafi. Lam yu'zi ahadan. He did not cause harm to anybody. How do people cause harm to people on the day of Juma? We will explain it inshallah. Many people cause harm to people. In this masjid where we pray, I know two people. They always come late and they want to pray in front. So you see them from the back. You'll be climbing the heads of people. In turn, this on the fire. Oh, one is. And if the imam sees people doing that, what should he do? Ah, boy, Shana. Many people do it. Or if by then you came late to the masjid. If you came to the entire masjid, you should sit wherever the sitting ends. That means those who come early should come in front. So some people will come late. And they'll be causing harm to the rest of the people. We'll discuss it inshallah. It means when you do that, this reward is not for you. Those people climbing the head of the people. Man, climb wherever. You are losing the reward for Salat Fajr. Oh, Salat Jiman. We are coming back to that. Some brothers will be hearing telephone calls. In the masjid. It happens here in this masjid. They're receiving telephone calls. You will hear it. All these people, they are wasting their Juma. May Allah protect all of us. He said, alayhi salatu wasalam, man istafala yawm al-Juma wa massa min qibin in kana indam wa labisa min ahsani thiyabihi thumma kharaja hatta yati al-masjid faraka'a ma bada lahu wa lam yu'zi ahadan thumma ansata. He did not cause harm in all his nawafil. Everything he did, he sat down. Ansata wa dake lolo. He had perfect silence listening to the khutbah. Until you suddenly he observes the salah. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kana kafaratun lima baynaha wa bayna al-jum'ati al-ukhra. Any person who does like this salatul jum'ah will be for him what? Kafaratun lima baynaha. Kafara, atonement of sins. It will cancel your sins. Allah will use it to cancel all your sins. Between when and when? Baynaha, between that day of Jum'ah. Wal Jum'atil Ukhra. And the last Jum'ah. Between that Jum'ah and the last Jum'ah. And in Sahih Muslim, there is a ziyadah that says, وَفَضْلُ ثَلَاثَةِ أَيَّامٍ وَفَضْلُ ثَلَاثَةِ أَيَّامٍ. In some riwayat, it says, وَزِيَادَةُ ثَلَاثَةِ أَيَّامٍ. And additional 3 days, Allah will forgive you. Gugu jima tatika. Jima tatika jaya. This is the jimoji. Gugu eshere Allah will go for it. SubhanAllah. At your ketan day and 3 other days. If you do this. The first condition is what? Man iktasala yawm al-juma. Iktisalu yawm al-juma. The second is what? Maksutri. The third one is what? Luxu. Asiyad al-jamil. Ulama refer to as that as at-tajammul. The fourth one is what? Al-khuruj ila al-masjid. And then what? As-salah. Nawafil. And then what? Adamu izai nas. Not causing harm to the people. And then what? As-sukut wa salt ila al-masjid. And then what? Salah ila. So let's take these issues one after the other, inshallah. The first issue is al-iktisalu yawm al-jum'ah, observing ghusl on the day of Jum'ah. We have told us what ghusl is and how it should be performed. In fact, in one report of this hadith, He says, Mangambala Waktasala. Mangambala Waktasala. Whoever makes his wife to make ghusl, and then he makes ghusl too. So ulama said, from the perfection of this ghusl is you make your family make ghusl too. How do we make our families make ghusl? How does a man make his wife to make ghusl? After doing that, she will make ghusl. He will make ghusl. So if you want to perfect it, make her make ghusl, then you make ghusl. Make her make ghusl and you make ghusl. You know how to make her make ghusl? So make her make ghusl and you make ghusl. So ghusl yawm al-jum'ah is very, very important. In some reports, he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, إِذَا أَتَى أَحَدُكُمُ الْجُمْعَةَ فَلْيَغْتَسِلْ. When any of you comes for salatu al-jum'ah, let him therefore make what? Ghusl. Everywhere ghusl gets wajib. So, observing the ghusl is very important on the day of jum'ah. You wear jima. When we're younger than this, I've been hearing you wear jima. But in Taman Rusini, where Taman where Oshatika can you draw Jima? But the way Jima is Gusun, ritual fast. It's not just where can, not just about that. If a person observes his normal daily bath, use soap, use sponge, use everything. If he does not observe that Gusun as we explained it, he has not observed Lamjak Tassil Yawal Jumao. He has not observed the ghusl that is required of him. So let us try to make this ghusl your marriage on the days of Jum'ah. That hadith is Ata Ahadukum al-Jum'ah Tafali al-Tasil occurs in Bukhari and Muslim. In yet another hadith it says, alayhi salatu wasalam, Man iktasala yawm al-Jum'ah Kana fi taharatin ila al-Jum'ah al-Ukhra. Whoever makes ghusl on the day of Jum'ah, he will be in purity till the next Jum'ah. Allah will keep him purified till the next Jum'ah. He will remain a person of purity till the next Jum'ah. So let us try to observe ghusl on Jum'ah. Ulama divide, is this ghusl wajib or not? Some say it is not wajib because of a hadith in Sahih Muslim. That if a person observes wudu, it suffices. Ulama say that is regarding a person who had made ghusl in the morning. If he now was coming for salat al-jum'ah and then he makes wudu, falabas. Otherwise, he must make ghusl yawm al-jum'ah. There's also the kisah, the story between Omar and Uthman. But the correct thing, inshallah, is that ghusl yawm al-jum'ah or ghusl yawm al-jum'ah is compulsory. It's wajib. Wajib. He says, alayhi salatu wasalam, إِذَا أَتَى أَحَدُكُمُ الْجُمَعَةَ فَلْيَكْتَسِلْ. Sika kanu ibambo, jima kuya wewe. This is a command from the Prophet Muhammad. And the basic rule about his commands is that they indicate obligation. That's why those other people will say, oh, that other narration is soft for it. That is, it will remove that obligation and place it in the ruling of an encouraged act. Ulama said that something is mentioned to be encouraged does not mean that it cannot be an obligation. One of those who was very extensive regarding this matter was Imam Shukani, and then Sheikh Lalbani Rahimahullah in his book Al-Ajwibatu Nafi'atu. Very good book. I wanted to bring my copy, I forgot. Al-Ajwibatu Nafi'atu An Afilati Lajnati Masjid al-Jami. So people in Masjid al-Jami, the central huge masjid in Dimashq, they wrote him a letter asking him 5 questions regarding Salatul Jum'ah. So he wrote a book. His answer, he converted it to a book. Rahimahullah, Sheikh al-Albani. Very good book on issues on Salatul Jum'ah. If you read it, inshallah, you see further discussions on the fact that ghusl yawm al-jum'ah is compulsory. He cited others amongst the ulama who had cited an obligation. That hadith we read, من اغتسل يوم الجمعة كان في طهارة إلى الجمعة الأخرى, was collected by Imam al-Tabrani in Al-Mu'jam al-Awtar. Likewise, Al-Imam ibn Khuzaymah mentions it in this hadith. I think that suffices of ghusl yawm al-Jum'ah. Kama wewe jima. Sati matuma iwe jima. We know the meaning of having our bath on the day of Jum'ah. It's not iwe kenken, only wewe kenken kuwa wewe imara, iwe imara na. But don't just make it ghusl of kenken and sponge and soap and water. The second thing we like to discuss about this issue is must be wearing perfume. And the Prophet says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in kana indahu tubani ikiha. Or min duhuni zawjatihi. Or he should go and borrow from the oil, ikbara, that his wife uses. If you don't have, go and borrow from your wife. Otherwise, if a man does not have duhun, go ni para, ni ikbara, ni ikbara, ni ikbara, some men do that in Yoruba land. It's everywhere in Hausa land. They don't rub pomade. And it's good to rub pomade. And the best thing to rub is the truth. Do we know that? Because not so early in the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it's here, that is and Imam al-Tirmidhi in his Shama'i, he mentioned a hadith from the Prophet Muhammad, wherein he says, Kulu zayt. This zaytun, use it to cook your food. وَدَّهِنُوا بِهَا كَيْسِ مَنْ فِكْبَرَهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ شَجَرَةٍ مُبَارَكَةٍ. Because it has come from a blessed tree. زَيْتُون فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ شَجَرَةٍ مُبَارَكَةٍ. زَيْتُون تَرِيْهِ أَسِيْكِيَ اللَّهُ لُبَارِكَ لُتِيْوَهِ. Allah mentions it in the Quran. وَالتِّينِ وَالزَيْتُون. You heard now that it's sunnah. So use zaytun. Rub with zaytun. And you know this zaytun? I tell you, I want to cut my hair a little bit so that the hair is strong. So that no, don't disturb yourself. Rub zaytun on your hair, it will be soft. Zaytun. Women. You're rubbing it on your hair. You don't need to palm your hair. Tell your husband to buy the can. فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ شَجَرَةٍ مُبَارَكٍ. Not just that. Kulu, use it to cook. Fry your eggs with it. Cook with zaytun. You know what they will say? Obenomaru bina bina. Bina bina la nubarika. So instead of komaru bina bina, kosimaru bina bina, da la nubarika, which one do you like? They say the zaytun will be smelling kamar somehow. So they say, oh, the albarika. With al-barakani, with barakat. Which one do you like? Kuma dasasa and kumani al-baraka. Iru eji zaytuni. So kulu zayt. Eat with zayt. And you know one thing? I like it with yam. Boiled yam and zaytun. Hey! You like it. They like boiled yam with zaytun. Especially if that yam is a new yam. They say yes. So if you don't have zaytun before, you will have it now. So you use it. If you don't use it on other day, because you want to get the reward of Juma, zaytun para. Use zaytun. If you add coconut oil to it, it's very nice. Idea, man. Good job. ìṣẹ̀ ìtún wà lùbáríkà pàdé àgbọn wàrà tó ṣe jọlọ. So add the two together. Very good. May Allah protect all of us. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu took it so important that Al-Hafidh ibn Hajar mentioned in Fath al-Bari and Abi Huraira radiallahu anhu, annahu kana yujibu tiba yawm al-jum'ah. Abu Huraira used to make it compulsory that ugbodo lo perfume, ugbodo lo, what is perfume in Yoruba? Lofinda. You have to use perfume on the day of Juma. Use perfume. I don't think we should have any brother Salafi Ahlu Sunnah who does not have perfume. Let's not hear that there's any of us who does not have perfume. Because it is from the major things upon which the Prophet was. The things he does to himself that you wanna machine, you do it too. So go and look for perfume. It is from the Sunan of the day of Jum'ah. The third thing we like to discuss, lobsu ahsan siyab, wearing the best of clothes. We mentioned that hadith shows 2 meanings. One of the best or the best. So you can wear the best of your clothes. Let double enjoy Juma by today is Juma. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ma ala ahadin, ma ala ahadikum, ma alay, la ba'f alay, ma ala ahadikum. There is no blame on any of you. La wishtara sawbay, if he buys 2 clothes. Li yawmil juma, tofi sawri juma. There is no blame on any of you if he buys 2 clothes because of the day of Juma. Siwa sawbi muhunati, apart from aso shew, different from the clothes you wear to the office. La alay, he has no place. La wishtara tawbay, li yawmil juma, if he buys 2 clothes because of the day of Juma. Siwa sawbi muhunati, apart from the clothes that he wears to the office, he wears to lautek. He goes to office wearing clothes. Take 2 special, he didn't know the office. What are they for? Salatul Juma. I saw a jima lele. We grew up like that. Our parents used to tell, I had not touched that one. I saw a jima. I hope we had that experience. If you have clothes, you want to do old man to say, no, but that one is for Juma. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, siwa sawdi. Apart from the clothes you wear to office, there's no blame if you buy 2. And Abi Rawali, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is encouraging us. At least 2. If I have 3 cups, if I have 4 cups, 2, so you wear 1 this Friday, next Juma you wear another one. Next Juma you wear another one. It will make the clock. If I have 5, if I have 10. Lil Juma Siwa Saubi Mulan. Apart from your day-to-day clothes, HOS, apart from those ones you wear today, you can have a special shirt, special trouser, if it's shirt and trouser you like. Even though shirt and trouser causes trouble on the day of Juma. If you want to buy clothes for Juma, don't buy shirt and trouser. Buy a cloth that you can sew it. Can come down below your waist so that it will cover your waist. When you make ruku, it will not be tight on you. But when you wear shirt and trousers, fine shirt, fine trousers, and then you tuck in, make 5 boys to the masjid. Once you make ruku like this, you'll be saying that, and it is wrong. It's wrong. It can even spoil your salah if it has not already spoiled it. So the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma ala ahadikum la wishtara thawbayn. There is no blame on any of you if he buys two clothes. Li yawmil juma. For juma. Siwa thawbi. Apart from the clothes that he wears to the office. Apart from his day-to-day clothes. This hadith occurs in Sunan Abi Dawud. It also occurs in Sunan Ibn Majah. The fourth issue. Qasdu al-khuruj lil masjid. Intending to go out specifically to the masjid. So it means this sunan we are talking about, we should do it when we are going to the masjid. That is the reason why a better thing to do is to leave work home first. And many brothers have cars now. If it is difficult for you to go home, you can prepare your Juma clothes, Juma wearing, you can prepare it inside one place. And you have a friend near the masjid. My friend lives near the masjid. You can park there, have your busu, dress up for Juma. Where's wrong? About exchange me, yes, this is Juma now. Going for Juma. Going for Juma. Going for Juma. Special Salah on a special day. So treat it specially. So a better thing to do is to do all these things while not a better day, Lord, when you are going out for Salah to Juma. So the individual should intend to go out. Don't forget adhkar of going out. Don't forget the adhkar you say when you go to a masjid. The ulama say, wa yakunu dhalika mubakiran. Let your going out also be early in the morning. If not early in the morning, at the early times of Juma. Go out for Juma early. Al-Imam al-Nisaburi was cited by Sheikh Atiyah Muhammad Salim in his completion of Adwa al-Bayan that the Salaf, the early Muslims, used to say one of the early innovations in the religion is that people stopped going for Juma early. Many of us, that's what we do. We'll be struggling to meet Juma. You know, you're going to be my Allah, Salaf, don't do that. Go to the Juma early. Some people are not going to the Juma early because they are browsing on Facebook. They are messaging on WhatsApp. Khusra, drop all those things. Go to the Juma. It's a Lord Juma. So that you don't lose the rewards for Juma. There are a lot of ahadith. There's a report of Salman al-Farid. There's a hadith of Abu Huraira. There's a hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri. There's a hadith of Nubaysha al-Huzali. There's a hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar, all encouraging us to go to the masjid early. Mubakiran, early. And in other narrations, the Prophet told us, alayhi salatu wasalam, those who come to the masjid earliest, what have they sacrificed? The reward of what? A camel. Those who follow them have the reward of what? A cow. Those who follow them have the reward of what? A sheep or a ram. Kabsh, a ram. Those who follow them have what reward? The reward of sacrificing a bird or a fowl. The two of them occur in reports. There's a report of Taif, there's a report of Dajjaja. It's not a mistake. Those who come after them have the reward of what? An egg. So you can imagine, someone makes sacrifice to Allah with a camel every Juma. And the one makes sacrifice with an egg. That is what he does every Juma. Are they the same? Just back in Jurawalo. They can go, as they say. So you don't be the one who is sacrificing egg if you have to sacrifice something. For some people, they have not been sacrificing anything because they have been coming late. May Allah protect us. They have been throwing away these rewards. The Prophet says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that on the day of Jummah, Allah appoints angels who stand on the doors of the masjid. Ulama say that happens from the Fajr of the day of Jummah. From the Fajr of the day of Jummah, there are angels waiting on the doors. So at the time of Duha, you've been in the masjid for Jummah since the time of Duha, you'll be recorded. And awwal fal awwal. First come, first serve, they are recording it. And he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the Imam appears and then sits down, within this time, those angels too come into the masjid and they sit down too. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, تَمْهُدُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَلَا أَدْوَابِ الْمَسَاجِدِ. The angels will sit on the doors of the masjid. يَمْتُبُونَ. They will be taking records. In another report, he said the pen they will use is from Noor. The record in which they are writing it is also from Noor. يَمْتُبُونَ الْأَوَّلَ وَالثَّانِيَ وَالثَّالِثِ. You will be taking record of the first person who came, the second person who came, the third person who came. Hatta, the situation will continue like that. إِذَا خَرَجَ الْإِمَامُ رُفِعَتْ الصُّحُفُ. When the Imam comes out, رُفِعَتْ الصُّحُفُ. The pen, the script, the scroll will be raised. In some riwayat, تُوِيَ. It will be closed. And in Ziyada by an Imam Ibn Majah, this Ziyada worries the mind a lot because many of us will fall in it. The Prophet Muhammad said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَمَنْ جَاءَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكِ. Whoever comes after this, these angels have sat down. فَإِنَّمَا يَجِيهُ بِحَقِّ الصَّلَاةِ أُكَوَا كِيرُ يُو. مَنْ جَاءَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكِ. Whoever comes after these angels have sat down. فَإِنَّمَا يَجِيهُ لِحَقِّ الصَّلَاةِ أُكَوَا كِيرُ. So all those perfect rewards and all these, slaughtering, sacrifice, he has wasted. مَنْ جَاءَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكِ. Whoever comes after that, the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَإِنَّمَا يَجِيهُ لِحَبْكِ الصَّلَاةِ. He is only coming to perfect the obligation, to fulfill the obligation of Salatul Jummah. Come over, he means Gijima. This Ziyada occurs in Sunan ibn Majah. فَإِنَّمَا يَجِيهُ لِحَبْكِ الصَّلَاةِ. May Allah protect us. That is connected to al-khuruj ila al-masjid ko an yakuna mubakkira. Should be early times. The fifth issue under that hadith. An yusalliya ma bada lahu hatta yas'ad al-imam ala al-mimbar. He should observe nawafil. As he deems appropriate, till the Imam will come. So somebody can ask, Tawat the Imam says, in the Kaaba says, my Nafila, meji. If you spend 1 hour, how many minutes two will you make? Hatta yakhruj al-Imam, till the Imam will come out, you stop. Or you can make meji and stop and I'll be making up car. Subhanallah walhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah wallah. Salatu ala nabi. Alayhi salatu wa salam. La ilaha illa anta. Subhanaka inni kuntu min al-dhalim. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanallah ilazim. You can be making up these askar. I heard from one of the students of Sheikh Al-Albani, rahimahullah, and I read in one of his books, one of the Sheikh's books, that once the Sheikh Al-Albani rahimahullah was in the masjid making adhkar on the day of Jumu'ah. Our father, Balalani, he was Salat Wanawana. Let the people, the ulama, the people of Sunnah on the day of Jumu'ah in the masjid before Salat Jumu'ah, oh, Balala. What is Balala in English? They'll be silent, they'll be gentle, they'll be calm. Many times, many of us don't check ourselves. We like to check people. We want to do jarfu wa ta'jil of people. You didn't do ta'jil of yourself. Oh, Malala. The Sheikh was silent. One of the scholars, Sheikh Ali al-Halabi, approached him to say he has a question. The Sheikh said, "Ama waqtul azkar wa salah." This is the time for azkar and salah. It is not the time for question and answer. Ta'lim. That is the reason why those people who go into the masajid to say they are doing three khutbah, they are sermonizing people, they are wasting the people's time. Sheikh Muhammad Nasiruddin al-Albani, Sheikh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen, Sheikh Abdulaziz ibn Abdullah ibn Baz, and many others. I'm mentioning the three of them. They say that pre-khutbah is bid'ah. You know what is pre-khutbah? Somebody comes, he starts talking. Today is Jumu'ah, we are sitting down here, it's good to do what? Who sent you that word? And there is a hadith on it. This hadith occurs in As-Sunan al-Arba'a, Abu Dawud, An-Nasai, Tirmidhi, Ibn Majah. It is a hadith of Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-A'as, radiyallahu anhumah. He said, "Na al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, ani al-hilak yawm al-jum'ah qabla al-khutbah." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbade doing halqa. As we are talking like this, this halqa, he forbade it on the day of Jumu'ah before khutbah. Don't do it. Don't do halqa on Jumu'ah. Before on the Jumu'ah, especially in the Masjid Jumu'ah or Masjid al-Jami, before the Imam comes. Yeah. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah. Most times these people will not say like this. They will say a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. If you hear somebody say a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim before he starts a sermon, he has some bid'ah with him. It's not from the simat of the people of Sunnah. Simat, symbols. From the symbols of Sunnah you will hear alhamdulillah in your song. He will not say a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. To say a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim before giving a lecture, ulama say it is bid'ah. Sheikh Bakr ibn Abdullah Abu Zaid, he mentioned it in his Tafsir al-Du'a. Mafsaqwi a'udhu billah. You say alhamdulillah. And that's why when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam summoned, we are mentioned, you will hear Hamid Allah wa Asna alayhi. He thanked Allah and glorified him. So you thank Allah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulillah. That is the sunnah of starting a talk. But majority of the people who will do this summons before the Imam's khutbah on the day of Jumu'ah, you sit and you say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahman. Nobody send you all these words you are doing. Naha al-Nabiyyu anha. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he forbade it. One of the scholars, Sheikh Musa al-Nasir, he has died recently. May Allah forgive him. He was in the last Hajj, but he passed away. Last Hajj or the Hajj before. He passed away not too long. May Allah forgive him. He wrote an entire book on this hadith. on the fact that it's an innovation to start to do a khutbah before the imam comes. So what is the sunnah for us to do? Nafila, 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 two rakats. That's what the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salla ma badala. In some riwayat, it says, salla ma kudira alayhi. He observed the salawah as is destined for him. He is not a baba kada, a koki. Nafila la amaya ki le mamu tode. A ki shewa ki le mamu tode. Anabi kofu abe, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this hadith is authentic. Before I proceed, they can say something. There's hadith that Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he used to give hadith to people on the days of Jummah, before Salatul Jummah. He did that on one occasion. Radiallahu anhu, Abu Huraira did that. Radiallahu anhu. Ulama give two answers to that. Apart from the fact that he did it on one occasion. They say, take it that he was even doing it every day. Will you take the action of Abu Huraira to throw away the prohibition? Allah that is of big order. Ula Abu Huraira manche. Shabu Huraira lalala rashiyad. Radiyallahu anhu. Even though you are just citing Abu Huraira because it appears to support what you are saying. Otherwise, you are not a student of Abu Huraira. Radiyallahu anhu. So don't take that practice of if it was a regular practice of Abu Huraira, and you throw away a prohibition the Prophet prohibited of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because Abu Huraira might not have known that hadith. That hadith was mentioned in Misr. Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, when he migrated, he saw people doing it, so he prohibited it. And not every companion heard everything from the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. So the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is that he prohibited giving talks before the khutbah of the imam, should take precedence over the statements or actions of who? Anybody. No matter who it may be. May Allah forgive all of us. So the sunnah on the day of Jummah is to do what? Is to make nawafu before the imam appears. The sixth thing in that hadith, Allah yu'zin nas. Aw Allah yu'zi an-nas. Let him not cause harm to the people. People cause harm to people in two ways. The first way is to climb on top of their head. You see, somebody came late for Salatul Jummah, he starts climbing the people to get to the front. Don't do that. You can even ask, how about presidents and governors that people now give space for? Is it allowed to give space for people? Maybe in the front row, before they come, this is a space or so. Is it allowed? Yes, it is allowed. You can give a space, 2, 3, 4, 5 spaces here. Some people will sit here. All other places people can sit. You can do that. What is wrong is to send people away after education. So if you know that governor, president will come and pray there, leave that seat. Don't let the people sit down and start telling them to stand up. That's what is an innovation. The Prophet caused those who did that. But leaving the space, yes. Ulama spoke about that. So, but to start coming from behind and be climbing the head of the people, don't do that. Don't climb the head of the people. The same thing, don't raise your voice. Start talking the message. Don't talk in the message. When khutbah is given, especially. If it is allowed before khutbah and it is actually allowed to say something beneficial, once the imam comes, everybody must keep quiet. The only people who can talk are those people the imam is talking to. Like the imam says, Mufti. You can talk are those people the imam is talking to. Like the imam says, Mufti. On the day of Jummah, stand up or sit down. or come here, or what is this, or start asking him. You can do that. There are exceptions to the rule during the khutbah. So, but talk, love is not allowed. And love is not allowed. So when you make love, you are making izab nafs. Love or a tune lampa. Tune ni shake by no. I think I'm fine. It's love. We are prohibited from doing that on the day of Jummah. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited separating between people. He also prohibited climbing on the heads of people. He also prohibited making love on the day of Jummah. That is the sixth thing in that hadith. There are hadith, but I chose to leave them. They are clear already. The seventh thing in that hadith is al-insat. The sixth one is you not cause harm to people. The seventh one is being silent and calm in the masjid. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِذَا قُلْتَ لِصَحِبِكَ أَمْسِكَ. If you tell somebody, hey, dake. You know people do that. Like some of our brothers who bring their children to the masjid, children who can't control themselves. So the boy will stand up, you carry. When you are doing it, you are making what? I love you. You are spoiling the rewards of your Jummah. I encourage people, don't bring your child to the masjid if you will have to be telling him to sit down, stand up, this, that, that, during the khutbah. Don't bring him to the masjid. You will spoil your Jummah. And Jummah is not obligatory for him. We are coming back to that. So if you bring someone that Jummah is not obligatory on, to disrupt the rewards of you that Jummah is obligatory upon you, you have not done your muwazana properly. Your fiqhul muwazana, you have not done it well. So let us avoid to bring children or any other thing, including our telephones. The reason a person will make love in the masjid can be his phone. Pressing the phone, pressing it. I want to check WhatsApp message during khutbah. It is from the aspects of Allah. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِذَا قُلْتَ لِصَحِبِكَ يَوْمَ الْجُمْعَةِ وَالْإِمَامُ يَخْطُبُ. If you say to your brother on the day of Jummah while the Imam was giving his khutbah or is giving his khutbah, فَقَدْ لَغَوْتَ. You have made Allah who you have come up with something that is not desirable at all. In another report, it says, إِذَا قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسِ أَنْصِتُوا وَهُمْ يَتَكَلَّمُوا. While the people are talking, you say to the أَنْصِتُوا إِتَكِ إِتَكِ إِتَكِ. While they were talking. فَقَدْ أَلْغَيْتَ عَلَى نَفْسِكِ أُتِي بَعَيْجَمَ رَعَرَى لَوَا. You will have spoiled it for yourself. What did you spoil? Listen. وَمَنْ لَغَى. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَنْ لَغَى. Whoever comes up with Allah, وَتَخَفْتِ رِقَابِ النَّاسِ. And climbing the heads of people. كَانَتْ لَهُ ظُهْرَى. His Jum'ah will become zuhur for him. So Allah leads to that. Climbing the shoulders of the people on the day of Jummah and then making Allah, telling your son, stand up, sit down, climb it, or using your phone, pressing your phone, or doing any of these deeds that contradict listening to the Imam while the Imam is making khutbah. Kanat lahu zuhra. It will become zuhur for him. What will become zuhur for him? His Salatul Jummah will be in the ruling of Salatul Zuhur for him. So this is a wider explanation of that hadith of Abu Ayyub al-Ansari. We read that hadith again. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man iktasala yawm al-Jummah, whoever makes his ghusl on the day of Jummah, wa massa min thibin in kana indahu, and then he wears perfume if he has, wa labisa min ahsani thiyabi, and then he wears the best of his clothes. ثُمَّ خَرَجَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ الْمَسْجِدِ. Then he goes out till he reaches the masjid. فَارَكَعَ مَا بَدَى لَهُ. Then he observes what he deems appropriate as nawafil. وَلَمْ يُؤْذِ أَحَدًا. While doing all this, he did not cause harm to anybody. ثُمَّ أَنْصَتَ حَتَّى يُصَلِي. After that, he remains silent and calm until he observes Salatul Jum'ah. كَانَ كَفَّارَةٌ لِمَا بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَ الْجُمْعَةِ الْأُخْرَى. That Jum'ah will be kafara, an atonement of his sin from the previous Jum'ah to this Jum'ah today. This is the reward for Salatul Jum'ah. But the reward for this Salatul Jum'ah is not just alone. It is connected to conditions. If you want to get the reward, you must fulfill those conditions. It's connected to issues. When you break them, you fail. When you do them, you gain. May Allah make us gain. We come for Salatul Jum'ah, we'll be calm. We'll have our ghusl. We'll wear fine clothes, the best of clothes. Get ila. Wear good cap, good clothes. Come for Salatul Jum'ah. Wearing that good clothes will be worshipped. Ibadani. Wear fine clothes, good clothes. He even told us to buy clothes for Jum'ah. Go. Onikara for Jum'ah. Somebody can ask, Abba, these clothes that you buy, what are for Jum'ah? It's the clothes for Jum'ah. So it is important that we take to this. When he comes, he observes his salah, his silence, his kana kafaratun lahu lima baynaha wa bayn al jum'ati al ukhra. Kana kafaratun, to be kafara. Lima baynaha wa bayn al jum'ati al ukhra. Between this Jum'ah and the last Jum'ah. All your sins, Allah will forgive you. And 3 days extra. 3 days extra. Get forgiveness. May Allah forgive all of us. The third issue we'd like to discuss today is hukm salatul Jum'ah. The ruling of Salatul Jum'ah. Is Salatul Jum'ah equally compulsory on all of us? Children, women, sick person, what is the ruling of Salatul Jum'ah on them? A traveling person. Many times when brothers are traveling, they say, I don't want to travel today. Why? Today is Jum'ah. Who told you not to travel on Jum'ah? Who told us not to travel on Jum'ah? But what the Salaf used to say is that Al-Jum'ah will not prevent you or should not prevent you from traveling. So we don't like to travel on Jum'ah. If you have to travel. As a traveling person, what is the ruling of Salatul Jum'ah on you? Some brothers want to fight, quarrel. Today is Jum'ah. Are you kidding? What kind of travel are you traveling? Are you kidding? Who sent you? What is the ruling of Salatul Jum'ah on the traveling person? What about the sick person? What about the child? What about a woman? What is the ruling on Salatul Jum'ah for her? I'm feeling if we want to discuss this issue, we'll go beyond the times for the class. So we'll leave this, inshallah, we'll start with it in our next class. The ruling of Salatul Jum'ah for each individual, any Kaka. Can you dajo a team of any Kaka? Yahoo, Le. She will go back, she saw Nipokor and Nan, Yoshijora, and Yaluna, Dorini. What is the ruling on her? Her daughter, her son. What is the ruling on Salatul Jum'ah? After that, inshallah, we'll discuss what to Salatul Jum'ah. When is the time for Salatul Jum'ah? Asiko Jima, Asiko Wuna. When is the time for Salatul Jum'ah on the day of Jum'ah? Then after that, inshallah, we'll discuss Adabul Khutbah. The manners of doing khutbah. Bola Sheman She Khutbah. Joy Jima. Inshallah. So these will be the 3 issues we'll look at in the next class. Hukmu Salatul Jum'ah. And then what? Waqtu Salatul Jum'ah. And then what? Adabul Khutbah. Inshallah. We'll discuss them in our next. May Allah preserve us till then and thereafter. If we have a few questions. If my ablution becomes situated when Imam is making khutbah, what do I do? You go out and make ablution and come back. You go out and make wudu and come back. What should be? But when you come back, you make tahiyyatul masjid again. You make tahiyyatul masjid. Because it says, alayhi salatu, إِذَا دَخَلَ أَحَدُكُمُ الْمَسْجِدِ وَالْإِمَامُ يَخْطُبُ. When any of you comes in the masjid, when the imam is making khutbah. So if you go out, when you come, and the imam is making khutbah, فَلْيَسْجُدْ أَوْ فَلْيَرْكَ عَرْبَعَتَيْهِ. Let him make 2 units of prayer. So that's it. I hope this point is clear. If you come into the masjid on the day of Jummah, when the imam is making khutbah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded us to make 2 units of prayer. And that is the hadith of who? Sulaik al-Ghatfani. The old Baba who lived Jummah here before. One day he was telling me about Sulaik al-Ghatfani. You know what he called Sulaik? He said, silly king. May Allah preserve the Baba. He said, Mullah is a silly king. Silly king. That is Sulaik. Sulaik al-Ghatfani. Sulaik al-Ghatfani came into the masjid when the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam was making khutbah and sat down. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is evidence that the Imam can talk to you. Say, Ya Sulaik, O Sulaik, Arakat, Arakatain, have you made 2 units of prayer? He said, La, Ya Rasulallah, to call for Sunni. Stand up and make 2 units of prayer. Sulaik stood up and made 2 units of prayer. And then he turned to the rest of the people. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Iza dakhala ahadukum wal imamu yakhtubu. When any of you comes in the masjid when the imam is making khutbah, falyarka arakati. Let him make 2 units of prayer. Is it compulsory or not? Some people say it was for Sulaik alone. He taught Sulaik to do it, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know the funny thing, brother? This hadith is in Bukhari and Muslim. So say jail. Hadith Abu Huraira. How can it be for Sulaik alone? Sulaik himself reported it. Jabir ibn Abdullah reported it. Sulaik was addressed, radiallahu anhu. After that, he turned to the rest of us and said, Iza dakhala, when any of you come as Sulaik came, so if you have your wudu vitiated and you go out and make wudu, you come back, you meet the imam on khutbah, what should you do? Falyarka arakate. You should make 2 units of prayer. If you don't do it, if I'm the one making khutbah, wallahi, my beauty day. I will tell you, stand up. When we were younger than this in the university, we used to make khutbah. For the school, the imam traveled out at the time, so some of us were appointed to make khutbah. One of the persons, now professor, is out of the school, retired out of the university now. We were making the khutbah, he stood up to say, khutbah, stand, stand, sit down. He sat down. The same thing if you come to the masjid and sit down. What will I tell you? Stand up! This is the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad. Anabi la fi job. Aguyo. Anabi la fi job. It should not be follow soon. So somebody can come after you and say, Abba, why are you so harsh? Anabi la fi job. In the places where the Prophet was harsh, he can be harsh. When he was calm, he became calm. When he made khutbah, we will discuss that when we are making adab al-khutbah over the Jum'ah. Your voice should not be laughing. It should be talking like the commander giving a parade. Jum'ah, you see, it's not Ijoko Aweke. The people be laughing. down, Juma. When Allah has just saved us, he didn't destroy all of us. And you know what happened? The next thing is to start laughing. So there is no laughter on Juma. On Juma, you will not see laughter. No laughter. No hardcore, laughter. No. On Juma. The imams who make khutbah, inshallah, will come to our Dabu. We'll discuss this issue. What should be the solution of the sleeping during khutbah? We have not started talking about khutbah. Some said there are some ways of sleeping that put it on khutbah. All of these other issues are on khutbah. If we are sleeping on the day of Juma, stand up, go and sit in another place. It is sunnah. The messenger taught us to behave like that. You sat down here, you are feeling sleepy. Stand up, go and sit down in another place. I think that answers that question. There's a way we should not sit during khutbah. Yes. What is that way? Ishtibar. How is that? To sit, to clasp your knees together. You use your buttocks, both of them on the ground. You now bring your knees together and bring it towards your chest. Don't sit like that on the day of Juma. Yes, as Afa Lau said, sit here. Like this. Don't sit like this on the day of Juma. It's prohibited. But there are issues under the issues of khutbah. I answered it because I don't know whether that person will be here next Friday and me too. So let him know it. May Allah bring us here. Jazakallah khairan. Jazakumullah khairan. Man kana alayhi uslu al-janaba. Jazakallah khairan. The Prophet used to do that himself, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even if it means you are making khutbah, if you do that, the imam making khutbah can do that. What I just did now with this boy. Is a question on ghusl that if we, the individual gasala, he makes his family to make ghusl. You know, he will be in the state of janaba. Come with me, brothers. Man gasala, you make your family to make ghusl. You, what will you go? You are wearing a ghusl too. And the day of Juma, there's another ghusl for the day of Juma. So the brother is asking, can these two ghusl be made with one ghusl? Make two. Ishtiyaqan. By way of being precautionary. But I believe that the correct thing is that you must make two. So if you don't believe that you must make two, I still advise you, make two as a precaution. If you ask me, why do you believe that you should make? Because al-amal bi-niyat, the niyat for the first ghusl is ghusl janaba. After you gasalta, after that one. This one is ghusl yawm al-juma or ghusl yawm al-juma. The intention is also different. And he says, wa inna ma li kulli imri'in ma nawa. Every action has an intention. And you get the reward for what you intended. The first one, I want to get the reward of getting pure from ghusl. The second one, I want to make the intention of ghusl yawm al-juma. So each of them will go for each of what you have intended. This is the position of al-Imam ibn Hazm. The Andalus. And people like Sheikh al-Albani Rahim. He was extensive in it in Tamam al-Minna. But there are those among ulama who say one ghusl for the two of them will suffice. I say even if you want to take that to be correct, make two ghusl, take a madhabul ishtiyati, take a precautionary position. Make two, it doesn't cost you anything. All it just means, tabu with wara, that's all. Just pour water on the entirety of your body for the two, for each of them. You've gone out of khuruja min al-khilaf. 浪花呀。Alaykum salam. Go on, Bismillah.
Jazakum Allah khairan. My question is on the first question.
Now,
for someone that went out to perform.
Please do.
On the first question.
The first question.
Yeah.
On what? On going out after.
To perform the ablution. Yeah, to perform ablution.
Okay.
After performing the ablution, he wanted to remain on his seat. Can he walk gently to his place?
How?
He went out of
the masjid to pay back his wudu, to repair his wudu, to make another wudu.
Yeah.
He wants to come back to his original seat.
As the first person coming to the mosque.
How will he come back?
He wants to remain on his seat.
Yes, no problem. But how will he come? Will he fly? If he can fly, no problem. Stop flying on that. He has a jet, at least. How will he come back to that seat? Tell me. But do you know that it is possible? If you sit in a row and your row is near the door, you can just stand up, go straight out, make your wudu, come back straight in and sit down. You will not climb anybody, you will not come in between any two persons. It's possible. It's the reason I'm asking. But if you have to climb the heads of people, please sit down where you are so that you don't cause a problem for yourself. There is no particular reward for coming back to where you are. But there are a lot of prohibitions for you not to climb the heads of people. That should take precedence. Now, alaykum as-salam. Now,
what if at the time of going out, you have to climb through the people?
Now?
If at the time he was going out to go and perform ablution, he has to pass through the people.
If he's going out,
yes,
he can climb through them.
And there's no problem with it.
There's no blame. When it is prohibited, don't forget the text, is when he's coming into the masjid to take a seat. When he's going out, he has haja, he has barura, he's going out to be ful mahbura. In kana mahbura. Alaykum salam. Can we use fine communication if I use my head to greet people on the day of Juma? Somebody is saying, Salaam alaikum. Start shaking the head. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited us from greeting with signs. Whether outside Juma anytime, don't make a sign greeting. It must be followed with and taslim. If you cannot now say that taslim, then don't do sign. In the north, there's a greeting of Turkey. You know how it is? You do like this. If you shake, then they will not shake you. I've seen it before. If you do the speech in sign of eminence, like this, if you stretch your hand to that person, he will not shake you. He either sees you as lower than him, so he will not shake you, or sees you as too big for him to shake. In the north, there are some people that respect is that you should not shake them. If you shake them, they will shake you. They will think that one night, where the kuya? He does not have kuya, he does not have shame. He's stretching his hand to greet me. Even if you are older than that person, you will not greet him. So do the sunnah. Don't do sign greeting. There is no sign greeting in Islam, whether on khutbah or no khutbah, or juma or no juma. You are either able to say Salamu Alaikum or you are not able to say Salamu Alaikum. Or you say Salamu Alaikum and the person is not hearing you. What about combining the two? There's a hadith that Imam al-Nawawi mentions in Riyad al-Salihin, the hadith of Shahr ibn Hawsham. Combine it according to Sunan Abi Dawud. Go back to Riyad al-Salihin. Combining the Taslim with the symbol, with a gesture. So you find that Sheikh al-Albani mentions it daif. So if you give somebody, Salaamu Alaikum, many brothers don't answer. When I do something, Salaamu Alaikum, he does not answer me, I smile. He's rejecting the sign. Yeah, because he can add the two. He tell me that that hadith is daif. Me, I know that the hadith is hasan. Because Shahr ibn Hawsham is hasan al-hadith. Even though Sheikh al-Albani says that the hadith is daif, the correct thing is that that hadith is right. It's reliable, you can work on it. So when I greet people and they don't answer me, I don't mind. You know there's reward for that too. Don't let, when you say taslim to somebody who does not answer, don't be annoyed. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah will raise an angel who will answer you. The hadith occurs in Al-Adab al-Mufrad, go back and check it. You greet somebody, salamu alaykum. He looks at you. You know, some people even consider salamu alaykum as insult. He does not want to lie down. As-salamu alaykum. In Ilani, they abuse us. They say, as-salamu alaykum. That's what they call us. If they see somebody Sunni, they say, salamu alaykum people. They say you are saying salamu alaykum because you don't want to lie down. If you tell him salamu alaikum, if he does not answer, so you think he has not heard, repeat your assalamu alaikum, your taslim. Allah will appoint an angel near him who will be replying you alaikum salam, wa alaikum salam. How is that? So don't be stuck with the assalamu alaikum. Now we look, to start me, salamu alaikum. Know that you are gaining when you make, each time you make that taslim. You don't use at all. Taslim, assalamu alaikum, is not an expression of loss. There is no loss inside it. It is gain-gain. You win in all situations. Win-win. May Allah make us people who win and gain. Now, Salat, that has to do with Istiqbalul Qibla, facing the Qibla, Abi. What is the question? Imam faces a particular direction for the Salat. The followers are facing another direction. It can be in two ways. They can face a direction that is completely off his own direction. They can face the direction that is arguably in the same direction with him. Which one do you mean? For example, Imam is facing my back, and I'm turning my back. You know, we are not facing the same direction. Or Imam is facing my behind me as I sit, and those others are facing like this. You know, that's off it. But the Imam is facing in the direction of the Qibla, and the people are only a bit away from him. They are not different. Because the Qibla is not a point. The Qibla is a direction. All these points. And Allah didn't tell you to face exactly the Kaaba. Or Nabe. For one wujuhakum al-Kaaba. For one wujuhakum shatr al-Masjid. Or Nabe. The direction of. So, I always use Ede as an example. Let's use Ede. If someone says, people don't add anything. So if you face this direction, you are facing on Ede. You know, it cannot be like this. like this, like, I mean, slight differences will start coming. So brother should relax. We are big stoppers. It's not the direction of all day yet. Yeah, it can be off a little bit. Because the compass will tell you the point of the car by itself. And the Qibla is a direction. Abu Huraira reported it, radiallahu anhu, that he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, ma bayna al-mashriki wal-maghribi Qibla. So the Qibla is a direction, it's a plane. It's not a point. If you are an architect, you understand it better. Oh, you are an engineer, sir. There's a difference between a plane and a point. So if you treat Qibla as a point, you'll be fighting everybody. So treat and understand that the Qibla is what? A plane. If you want to face a plane, you have until you are 45 degrees away. Otherwise, you'll still be facing the same plane. Am I correct? Abu Abdullah, if you are not 45 degrees away, you can still be facing the plane. So there may be slight within the range, inshallah. We should take this as the last question for today, inshallah. Oh, during the Jummah, when the Imam keeps silent and bends down, are we going to make dua or not? We'll address it when we are talking about the best time. But the correct thing is that don't make dua. Make your dua between Asr and Maghrib. If someone says salam while praying, how should we answer? You point down your palm. You raise your palm. The inside of your palm will be on the ground. The back of your palm will be up. That is Raddu Salam, if it's salam. Lil Musalli. You say, Salamu Alaikum. What have you said? Wa Alaikum Salam. Somebody pray, Alhamdulillah, Ya Rabbi Al-Alamin. Salamu Alaikum. You turn your palm to the ground and the back of your palm will face up. The hadith occurs in Sunan Abi Dawud from the hadith of Abdullah ibn Abbas. What is the ruling of talking or answering taslim while making wudu? It is allowed. You can be making wudu and be talking. That's hadith of Usman ibn Affan, also in Sunan Abi Dawud. I think we can stop here, brothers. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. آمين.